Linda Beer, 77, and John Olofsson, 87, have a paper list of all the classes they've taken together at UVic in the last few years, and it's pages long. Beer estimates the number of classes to be in the hundreds. It was 700. It's probably around 800 now because COVID-19 got in the way for a couple of years. And we haven't really slowed down, but we're not on campus as much as we used to be. The couple, who are all smiles, take classes through UVic's Continuing Studies program, which offers community and professional programming. To get an idea of the types of classes, they mentioned anthropology, archaeology, film noir, Buddhism, and global affairs. It all started when Beer's elderly parents moved to Victoria after Beer and Olofsson moved here in 1992. My dad died in the early 90s and we looked after my mom so we couldn't travel. And this was our travel. And it really satisfied that, Beer said. After their first class in 97, the couple couldn't get enough. It's an extremely healthy thing for couples to do together, Beer said. You certainly discuss a lot, she said. And you're not sitting there at night watching television. We're into books mostly. We haven't had a television set, Olofsson said. For a very long time, Beer finished his sentence chuckling. We wouldn't know what to do with it, Olofsson said. This, taking classes, is much more interesting, Beer said. While anthropology and archaeology classes are some of their favorites, one particular factor makes a class stand out, Beer said. It always is the instructor. They easily quipped off some examples. Marinky Harris is an oceanographer who is off on a ship almost every summer. Or Olaf Kriegel, a neuroscientist who gave comedian Rick Mercer a brainwave assessment when the Rick Mercer Report visited in 2018. Or Andrew Wender, who does assessments of elections. All these stories that people bring to it make the classes exciting, Beer said. It's also keeping your interest in local and global and regional affairs. The longer we went on, the more countries we traveled to, mentally speaking, Olofsson said. The curious couple has their own colorful history driven by their love for travel and learning. They serendipitously met through Beer's brother after Olofsson was stationed in northern Germany and Beer was studying voice. Olofsson was also among the first groups of UN peacekeepers deployed to Asia, and despite being there, crawling around the desert, there was still much more to learn in classes on international relations. Having older students like Olofsson and Beer in the classes contributes to the learning environment, said Joanne Clark, dean of the Division of Continuing Studies. A lot of our older learners really add to the diversity. And they're great for our young people to be around, too. You get to have this multi-generational dialogue, she said. Beer and Olofsson said it's a joy being back on campus with younger students and that the couple has made new friends from other provinces. Beer offered valuable advice to anyone hesitant about learning something new, regardless of age. It's especially good to sign up for something that you might not even think you'd be interested in because you have that challenge, she said. You shouldn't be inhibited by anything.